Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Chaivan.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Welcome to this next Sapakshaha Nishchita Sadhyavan Sapaksha Yatata Traiva Mahanasam Nishchita Sadhyavan Sapaksha. I'll come to this Vipaksha also. Nishchita Sadhya Bhavan Vipaksha Yatata Traiva Maharadaha Nishchita Sadhyavan Sapaksha. Sadhya, you want to prove what? Fire. The fire, existence of fire is in question in the mountain. Therefore, that mountain is Paksha. The doubt exists. Sapaksha. There, Nishchitasadhyavan. The fire exists definitely. That which you want to prove exists definitely. That is called Sapaksha. Paksha Saha. Sapaksha. Meaning, the fire exists definitely at some place. That is called Sapaksha. Where does it exist? Mahanasa, in the Kinchal. It exists. So, that is Sapaksha. Nishchita Sadhyavan. And Nishchita Sadhya Abhavan. Definitely the absence of that subject. Wherever that exists, that is Dipaksha. Dipaksha. Which is fire, Sadhya, that which you want to prove. That Sadhya definitely does not exist in the river, inside the river, inside the ocean. So, that is Vipaksha, where definitely the absence of the Sadhya exists. The doubt of Sadhya wherever exists is Paksha. The existence of Sadhya wherever it's there, it is Sapaksha. The non-existence of Sadhya, wherever it is called Vipaksha. Paksha, Sapaksha, Vipaksha. Doubt, existence, non-existence of Sadhya. So, these are three technical terms again. Savyavichara, Viruddha, Satpratipaksha, Asiddha, Badhitaha, Panchahetva Bhasaha. Now, we come to another important topic called Hetva Bhasaha. Hetuvat Abhasanteti Hetva Bhasaha. Hetuvat, the reasoning which you present, the reason which you give, the logic which you give to prove something similarly seems to be like Esu. Hetu. It seems to look like Hetu. You try to prove that, that's all over, through that logic. If the other party does not understand it, he will take it as Hetu. Everything in this world, all the logic, understand, you are studying logic, therefore you can easily use this logic. All this logic, this is the syllogism I am going to present. All logics in the world are, this is Sadhya, all logics in the world are illogical. Including this logic. Because it is logic. Like any other logic in the world. Any logic until disproven is right. Or we will present it this way. Any logic until proven otherwise is right. Like this logic. So, until you prove it otherwise through another logic, every logic is right. And believe me, any logic you give can be negated. Any logic you give, a logic is like a record. It needs to, it is something which has the inherent quality to be negated. So, there, what is that which you need to see to present this logic? Or, what is that you have to see when someone presents a logic? To check whether the logic is right or not. But until now, we were discussing about the definition. Whether the definition is right or wrong. Examining the definition, that's what we were doing. Now, we are going into the examining of logic, syllogism. Whatever he gives, the reason, whether the reason is right or not. The reasons which seem to be right but not really right. They are called Hetu Abhasa. Abhasa means shadow. Hetu means reason. So it is a shadow of reasoning. It's not real reasoning. Or you can in other words say illogical. Hetvabhasa is illogic, wrong logic. So this Hetvabhasa is of five forms, five types: sat savyabhichara, viruddha, sat pratipaksha, asiddha, badhita. These are the five types of Hetvabhasa. So I will give you one example. See, to prove this Hetvabhasa, somebody says Vannihi Anushnaha. Fire is not hot. Fire is that which does not have the hotness. Why? I'll give you a reason. Dravyatvat. Fire is a dravya. In the dravya, you included fire also. So fire is a dravya. Like water. I'll give you water. Water is also a dravya. But water is also cold. Fire is also a dravya. Fire is also cold. Like that. Through this dravyatva hetu, you can negate the property of fire itself. But is it right? You touch it through the pratyaksha, through the direct perception, it is negated. Therefore, this is illogical. So these kind of illogical are like akasha pushpa, kapushpa, akasha, the lotus of the sky. So it's such a syllogism, it's a mythological presentation, they say. The lotus of the sky. It is something which has smell, like the lotus of the pond. The sky lotus, it never exists. Sadhya itself is not there. Through logic you are proving the existence of smell in it, fragrance in it. So these kind of logics are illogical. We'll see all these five and the internal differences in it, internal types in it, characters in it. Savya vicharaha anekantikaha sa trividaha sadharana asadharana anupasamhari bhedat. Savya vicharaha anekantikaha sa trividaha sadharana asadharana anupasamhari bhedat. ఏకః సాధ్యమేవ అంతః నియామకః నియమస్య వ్యాప్యాత్మకస్య నిరూపకః యస్య స ఏకాంతః స ఏవ ఏకాంతః స్వార్థే. సో న ఐకాంతిక ఇతి అనేకాంతికః. సో సాధ్యం, ఏకః సాధ్యమేవ అంతః, త్రూ విచ్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ సాధ్య విచ్ ఇస్ పాసిబుల్, త్రూ విచ్ రీజన్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ సాధ్య, ఓన్లీ వన్ గోల్ is possible. You can prove only one thing. That is ekantikaha, aikantikaha. And through which reason proving only one thing is impossible, it proves the other things also. That is anekantikaha. The sadhya is not one. The sadhya is manifold. That is anekantikaha. And this anekantika sabhyavichara, he started with definition of sabhyavichara. Then there, for that definition, he used another word, anekantikaha. Savyavichara, vivichara, sahitaha. And he explained it with another word, anekantikaha. So, that which does not have the sadhya to be one and ending, that is savyavichara. That is of three types. Sadharanaha, asadharana, అనుపసంహారి భేదాత్. ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ విల్ సీ. సాధారణ అనేకాంతిక, దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఫస్ట్ హేత్వాభాస. తత్ర సాధ్య అభావవత్ వృత్తి సాధారణ అనేకాంతిక యథా పర్వతో వన్నిమాన్ ప్రమేయత్వాత్ ఇతి ప్రమేయత్వస్య వన్ని అభావతి హృదయ విద్యమానత్వాత్ సాధ్య అభావవత్ వృత్తి సాధారణ అనేకాంతిక సాధారణ అనేకాంతిక వేర్ ది థింగ్ యు ఆర్ ప్రూవింగ్ ఇస్ నాట్ వన్ జనరల్ దట్ ఇస్ సాధారణ అనేకాంతిక దట్స్ అనేకాంతిక సాధారణ అనేకాంతిక ఇస్ దిస్ సాధ్య వెన్ యు ఆర్ త్రూ లాజిక్ యు ఆర్ ట్రైన్ టు ప్రూవ్ సంథింగ్ బట్ దట్ లాజిక్ ఈస్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ దట్ హీ రీజన్ విచ్ యు గివ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ అనదర్ ప్లేస్ ఆల్సో వేర్ ది సాధ్య దట్ విచ్ యు వాంట్ టు ప్రూవ్ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ త్రూ అ రీజన్ యు ఆర్ ట్రైంగ్ టు త్రూ హేతు యు ఆర్ ట్రైంగ్ టు ప్రూవ్ అ సాధ్య through a hetu you are trying to prove a sadhya through this reason you are trying to prove this subject now this reason all exists may exist in the subject exists in the subject also not may exists in the subject also but it also exists in the place where the absence of subject exists example పర్వతో వన్నిమాన్ ప్రమేయత్వాత్ పర్వతో ది ఫైర్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఆన్ ది మౌంటైన్ మౌంటైన్ ఆన్ ది మౌంటైన్ ఫైర్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ వై రీజన్ ఇస్ ప్రమేయత్వాత్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రమాణ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ రైట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ది ఫైర్ on the fire exists on the mountain because that is an object of means of right knowledge now prameya fire the mountain they are prameya maybe you don't see the fire the mountain is prameya prameya is also water water is also means of knowledge through the object of means of right knowledge water is also object of means of right knowledge like mountain water is also object of means of right knowledge now the you try to prove through this reason that it is means it's an object of the means of right knowledge through this you try to prove the existence of fire on the mountain but water the fire does not exist in water the fire does not exist there also the same reason exists that is what is said sadhya abhavatu vrittihi sadhya is that which you want to prove its absence wherever vritti is existence wherever it exists that is sadharana anekantikah prameyatvasya vanni abhavati hrudaye vidyamanatvat prameyatva the prameyatva prameyatva means object of means of knowledge right knowledge ness tva is ness so object of means of right knowledge ness exists in the water also therefore sadhya is prameya through you are trying to prove vanni abhava vanni sadhya is vanni abhava is vanni abhava వృత్తి ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ విద్యమానత్వాత్ సో సాధ్య అభావ సాధ్య ఇస్ ఫైర్ సాధ్య అభావ ఇస్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫైర్ అండ్ సాధ్య వృత్తి ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సాధ్య ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది కిచెన్ నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫైర్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది రివర్ యూ వాంట్ టు ప్రూవ్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫైర్ ఆన్ ది పక్ష విచ్ ఇస్ ది ప్లేస్ వేర్ ది డౌట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ the existence definitely exists in the sapaksha but this logic this reason which you give there it is there in the paksha but it is also in the vipaksha it does not this reason does not include just the paksha it also includes the vipaksha therefore this logic is wrong it is not pointing you to the right thing it is not proving the thing only whatever you want to prove it is also proving something else which you don't intend to which you don't want to So that is first hetva bhasa, the first illogic, wrong logic. Sarva sapaksha vipaksha vyavruttaha paksha matra vruttihi asadharanaha. Asadharana anekantika ityartha. Okay, so you have to understand asadharana anekantika. Yatha shabdo nityaha shabdatvad iti shabdattam hi sarvebhyo nityebhyo nityebhyascha vyavrutam shabdamatra vruttihi. Sarva sapaksha vipaksha vyavruttaha paksha matra vruttihi asadharana. Asadharana anekantika. The second illogic is asadharana anekantika. And what is that? Sarva sapaksha vipaksha vyavruttaha. Leaving the sapaksha, the presence of the doubt, definite presence of the sadhya, or vipaksha, the definite absence of the sadhya, leaving this, it exists only in the paksha, the place where the doubt exists. That is asadharanaha. See, the doubt of fire is there in the mountain. It should exist somewhere. It should not exist somewhere. So paksha, if you have, there should be a sapaksha and there should be a vipaksha. Here, it exists only in the place of paksha. There is no sapaksha for it. So that kind of thing is this asadharani kantika. Now see, yatha shabdo nityaha shabdatvat. I am trying to prove shabda, words are eternal. Why? Because it is wordness. It has wordness. Shabdatva exists in that. Shabda in shabda, shabdatva exists. Of course, naturally it exists. So, word is eternal because it has wordness. This is the logic I used to prove the eternality of word. What is the problem here? Here the problem is shabdatvam hi, this wordness definitely only exists sarvebhyo nityebhyo anityebhyascha vyavruttam. Eta is does not exist in anything other than the shabda. Not in anything which is eternal, not with anything that is non-eternal. It exists only in shabda. Nityebhyo anityebhyascha vyavruttam sarvebhyaha. From all the nitya and anitya, it is removed. It does not exist in anything which is nitya or anything anitya. What? The wordness. Where does it exist? It exists only in the word. You cannot prove that like that. What is the example? You cannot prove with any example. So, this is the second illogic. Anekantika, sadharana anekantika, first. Asadharana anekantika, second. In sadharana anekantika, you said sadhya abhavat vrittihi. The absence of the sadhya in sadhya abhavat. In the logic which you prove is also existing in the another place where the sadhya cannot exist. And asadharana anekantika, it exists only in the place of doubt. It does not exist in the definite place or non-definite place. That is the second anekantika illogic hetvabhasa in the first heading. And anvaya vitireka drishtantarahito anupasamhari. Anupasamhari. The third is anupasamhari. Yatha pasarvam anityam prameyatvaditi tatra sarvasyapipakshatvat drishtanto nasti. Anvaya vetireka drishtantarahitaha. Where you cannot give a direct concomitance example or an indirect concomitance example, that is anupasamhari. Where you cannot give a direct example or indirect example. Where you cannot say whatever is like this, is impossible. Whatever is not like this, that is also impossible. That is called anupasamhari. For that, example is sarvam anityam. Everything is anitya. This is a good logic, we have to understand. Everything is anitya. Is this what Vedanta says? Na? Everything is anitya, sarvam anityam. What is the logic? Prameyatvat. Because they are all seen. They are all means of right knowledge. They are all the object of means of right knowledge. Therefore, everything is anitya. But here, sarvam anityam. What is the example you will prove? Through which prove you prove? Because sarvam is there in the paksha, in the sadhya. Sarvam exists in the sadhya. Whatever example you are going to bring in to prove, like pot, pot also is there in sarvam. Pot is there in sarvam also. Like cot, cot is there, is included in sarvam. Like cloth, cloth is included in sarvam. Therefore, you cannot give any example. Where there can be no example possible, that is in this way. Indirect or indirect example possible, it is anupasamhari. It is the third of the first class of Hetvabhasa. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.